Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're live in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Of course, the Mike Francesa chair, and we'll be here at the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way, Mike, after that. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So, of course, the stunning news yesterday about Sandy Alderson and that his cancer has returned. He's actually been, getting treatment for the last couple months. It was revealed yesterday. He's going to take a leave of absence, but it looks like he's stepping down for good. He kind of alluded to that yesterday. The Mets are going to have a three-headed group here now running the show, Rico Ricciardi and Omar Minaya. And, we kind of were wondering what was going to happen with Sandy. And I guess now we know. I mean, a lot of people wanted Sandy out, but we didn't want to see him go this way. That's for sure.
No, and that was heartbreaking, man, to watch. It really was. I mean, Sandy talking about beating cancer and now having to battle it again, which is, I mean, cancer is so evil, and all of us have been affected. All of us have been affected by somebody we know, somebody we love battling this, and sometimes losing the battle, sometimes winning the battle. Cancer is the definition of evil. So to hear that he's having to deal with this again is absolutely heartbreaking. It really is. And while I'll criticize a lot of what he's done as general manager and the mess the Mets are in.
Well, he even did. I mean, he basically did himself.
Well, that was the thing that really jumped out at me. I don't think there are many human beings on this planet that would take the accountability that he had yesterday.
Yep.
For him to say, based on the merits,
right,
I don't know if I should be back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
you got to give him credit for that.
Name a list of professionals, whether in sports or any aspect of this world, that would say that.
Yeah.
No, there's 100%. Very few people.
No, you're 100% right.
So he held himself accountable, and I was stunned that he said that. And I, watching it yesterday, first of all, it was saddening because, God, he's a tough man, and I hope he beats this thing.
Sure.
We all do.
Absolutely.
But he basically said in so many words, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not
going
to return as general manager of this team. And for him, at the age he's in and the battle he's having to deal with, he mentioned he's going to have surgery probably over the summer. He's having to deal with chemotherapy. I can't imagine having to deal with that every couple of days. For his own sake, it's good for him to walk away and not worry about coming back.
Get away from the pressure of this. I mean, I completely, agree with that. No, you give him a lot of credit. I give him a tremendous amount of credit for saying what he said and taking the accountability like he did. And it's just really a shame. I mean, look, we get on these guys all the time. You and I, we get on everybody, from our teams because we, they aren't getting it done, and rarely do they ever get it done. But you don't ever want to see anybody have to go because of an illness, and certainly this, terrible illness that cancer is.
No, it's awful. It's just beyond awful. And for those who do it, we should pray for him and his family. And hopefully he's going to be okay. And he could live a very long life. He's a tough guy, man.
Yep, yep.
This is a Marine.
Yep.
This is a guy who's fought in wars. And now he's got to fight maybe the worst battle of them all. And that's dealing with cancer.
Yep.
And it was stunning. And maybe it shouldn't be because we know Sandy battled this a couple of years ago.
Sure.
But I remember at that season ticket holder dinner a few months ago, the first thing I said to him was, you look good, because he did look good.
Right,
it felt
right,
wow, he beat this thing. But you forget about it. And, you know, we always just focus on the baseball aspect of things, which has been awful, which has been terrible. But that was the thing, besides the shock of the announcement and feeling for him, that really jumped out at me. He held himself so accountable at this press conference, whether it was talking openly about the free agents he signed, and said nobody's performed up to the expectations of themselves and us.
Not one of them.
And he's right.
Easily.
And for him to say, the line that just sticks with me is that line about, based on the merits, maybe I shouldn't be back. And he was saying it, trying to hold back a tear, too.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, that was very difficult to watch yesterday. Because you feel for him as a human being. Say what you want about him as a GM, and I've said it. I don't think he's done a very good job recently, but he's a stand-up individual, and I respect the fact that he stood there yesterday in the toughest of circumstances, and he held himself accountable when he didn't have to. Yeah. He didn't have to say that.
No, I agree. I mean, I give him a tremendous amount of credit for that. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, look, we wish him well. I mean, we certainly we hope him the best in this battle with cancer. And now we move, you know, forward with where the Mets go from here. Now they have this three-headed, conglomerate, whatever you want to call them. This
threesome. You want me to call it something?
I'm
going to call it a mess.
It's dysfunctional.
Because
it's completely dysfunctional.
Listening to the words of Jeff Wilpon yesterday, I'm going to tell you exactly how this organization is run. He basically said it. So I'm going to repeat what he said and let it all sink in for the Met fans. The general manager of the New York Mets is Jeff Wilpon.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let that sink in, because here's what he said yesterday. And Jeff very rarely talks to the media. And I think the media was in a very tough spot yesterday, because you want to hammer him.
But you can't.
But it's he's a tough situation here.
Right. He's covered by the situation with Sandy.
It's tough.
Yep.
It's very, very difficult.
Yep.
And I heard Boomer and Gio talking about it this morning, about some of the questions that they were peppering Jeff with about, hey, so does Sandy deserve to come back? It is a tough spot for anybody there asking questions. Because if you ask a tough question, you come off insensitive. If you don't ask a tough question, you missed your shot to hammer Jeff Wilpon.
No doubt. Yep.
That is a no-win.
Yep.
But
agreed.
Jeff basically said, and this is what worries me and pains me as a Met fan. This is what he said. Look, we got three guys. This is my Jeff Wilpon imitation. We got three guys, John Rico, Omar, and JP.
Yep.
They're going to come to some decision, and then they're going to come to me. So basically, Jeff Wilpon
he's
is
the
Sandy
last
Alderson.
Word. Right,
he's
the last
GM.
Word. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the GM.
Yep.
So, Met fans, as you sit here today coming off a dramatic walk-off victory, Wilmer Flores.
Dramatic. He won a game at home. Hello.
Everybody, let it sink in. The general manager of the New York Mets is Jeff Wilpon. Are you confident, Joe?
I have no confidence. None. And I really think what has to happen here, seriously, is they got to go. And I think Rico's going to wind up being the guy, to be very honest. And I love Omar, and I'd love to see Omar take it over, but it looks like Omar, he's going to be the developmental guy in the minor leagues, whatever he's going to do. They need a whole new direction as a GM. They really do. They need to get out from this group that has been around Alderson, and you know, it's mostly been bad. I mean, they had a couple good years, but most of it has not been good. They need to get somebody else outside of this organization in here, in my mind.
Of course. That's not you. That's everybody. Because how can you change the organization when the organization is staying the same?
Staying the same.
The same eyes are looking at the same situation.
Yep.
So really nothing's changed except Jeff Wilpon is the GM instead of Sandy Alderson. That's the way I look at it. And if I'm wrong, if I'm describing the situation wrong, you know whose fault that is? That's not my fault. That's the fault of Jeff Wilpon, because that's how he explained it.
That's what he said. He said basically three guys running the show together.
And I'm going to make the final call.
Right.
That's what he said.
Right.
So if I'm misinterpreting or misrepresenting the way the Mets are run, that's not my fault. That's the fault of the communication of the New York Mets franchise. They communicated with us yesterday that Jeff Wilpon is the general manager and that his underlings are Omar Minaya, J.P. Ricciardi, and John Rico. That's the deal.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, Omar's freshly back. I understand that. JP and John Rico have been here for a long time.
Long time.
So they are a part of the problem. Jeff Wilpon's been here above Sandy forever. He's a part of the problem.
That's a whole different story.
So how in the world can any Met fan have any confidence in anything based on that?
Yeah.
Now, what Jeff Wilpon should do, not that he's going to listen to me. Who the hell am I? Just a customer and a fan.
Stop it.
He needs to hold another press conference. This time, where he will be peppered with questions and he will have to answer. Because what I walked away from yesterday was Jeff is the GM. That's what I walked away with. He's the GM of this team. How's that make everybody feel?
No, I mean, and the sad part is you're going into a very important part of, a very important situation here as we get approached the trade deadline with this team, you know, fully immersed in tank. They're dead. They're finished. The year's over. What are you going to do now at the trade deadline with a lot of big decisions that need to be made? What are you going to do? Who's making the calls?
I just told you.
Jeff Wilpon. And that is, like you said, that is a scary thought. How else to say it? It's a scary thought.
And if I'm wrong about this, then maybe Jeff should meet the media again.
Then maybe he should.
And say, hey, listen, that came across wrong. I'm not the GM.
Yeah, right.
But I think you're the GM. Yeah. So what I fully expect then.
Even if he's not. Do I really want three guys all making the decision?
No.
How is that ever going to work?
It's not going to work.
I mean, come on.
The College of General Managers?
Please.
The College of Coaches?
Stop
the
it.
College of General
Stop
Managers?
It.
It's a terrible, terrible, terrible idea. It's a terrible idea. It's an awful idea. But again, here's the problem. Let's say all three of those guys are gone or they're relegated to something else, and they do bring in a new GM.
Right.
They bring in Tim Nehring from the New York Yankees.
Right. Okay. Saw his name mentioned, yeah.
Why not? He's look at the Yankees.
Right.
Anybody from the Yankees.
The guy that
looks
was working with the Cubs with Theo was with him in Boston. I forget the guy's name. There's a couple different guys.
Whoever you bring in, okay? Whoever you bring in, I believe now, based on yesterday, something that I always thought. That guy's not going to have the power. The power is Jeff. He runs the team. So does it matter? Ask yourself that. Does it matter? Tim Nehring takes over. Is he really running the show?
Well, I mean, if doesn't seem that way.
That's the impression I got from yesterday.
Right, right.
Could I be wrong? Possibly. I doubt it, though, unless they are so bad at communicating. And they are pretty
well,
bad.
Well, these owners have never been great communicators to the fans. I mean, come on. I mean, who's getting over
that's
that?
That's true. That's my hope, that they're such bad communicators, Joe, that I misinterpreted
that you missed it,
yesterday.
That was wrong?
Yeah, I was wrong.
Okay.
Jeff's not really the general manager of the team.
Right.
He's just the owner who's putting final approval on, money allotment.
Right.
You know? Because that's what I assume happens with the Yankees. So Brian Cashman decides to sign a free agent. He's deciding to sign the free agent. But, yeah, he's got to go
Well, he's still got to go ahead to talk to them about the money.
About the money.
Sure.
Now, if that's the case with the Mets, okay, fine. He's the owner of the team. But if every single trade, then he's essentially the general manager.
Yeah.
He's the president. He's the guy running the show. And everybody else are his underlings.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.